How about it, race fans? Richard Allen, InsideDirtRacing.com, here in the 411 Motor Speedway pit area with today's Spring Nationals winner, Corey Hedgecock. Corey, another race at 411, another Corey Hedgecock win. I know you talk about how you feel pressure here to run well, but at the same time, it must be kind of comforting to come here knowing that you're so good here.
It is, because I know we can have a bad night and still be an okay night in the grand scheme of things. So it started horrible. It started great. High laps, we were super, super fast, and I rolled out for qualifying, and just me lack of knowledge between me and Dad on the car, just third race on this thing, and really just the second one, I'm going to say. Just didn't have a good notebook, and honestly, I just stepped on myself. I did horrible in qualifying. Just kind of was just, I don't know, I was amped up for some reason, just overdrove every damn thing I ever did. So just got marred up in the heat. We drove to second, put a start in seventh in the feature, and I thought, that I was like, man, we could maybe get there. I just don't know how exactly racy it's going to be. Thankfully, we had those restarts when we had them to be able to get to where we got. So we got two for the price of one on the Marler, and whoever he was racing on the outside of him. Want to apologize for running over him. I had full intention to slide him. I just didn't know he was trying to slide someone else. We were just three wide, and I was thankfully the one on the inside. So, best place to be in that kind of circumstance. But happy, thrilled, blessed, and I get definitely excited for the next weekend and the one at Bulls Gap and all these big, big, super, super big races coming up here around here between that. Got the Kyle Larson race back at the Gap, the Talladega deal. Smoky Mountain, just everything. Boyd's, I'm pumped now. So definitely gives us some ahead of momentum and some steam. So see if we can capitalize on something.
With you saying that, you know, this might have been a regional race, but it was no regional field. Marler, Overton, McDowell, a lot of, you know, the biggest stars in the sport were here, and you were able to beat them out.
Yeah, it was. We were very, very good. Like I said, I can't complain. We were the better the longer we went. Until the last 10 or 15, man, I had major, major carburetor problems. Just was not running good. Which was okay if it was just mediocre, because actually really just in a sense calmed the motor down because it was so slick. But and then sometimes it would get so bad, so when it's getting bad, you're trying to give it more fuel until the finally point that per se it just lights up. So it was just really hard to drive when it was like that. When it was just blubbery and choky, it was okay, but it was still just a pain in my ass. But I mean, I'm telling you, I told myself five to go, because five to go, it was halfway down the back straightaway before this thing cleared up. And I told myself, we ain't winning this one. I was just like, I know Dad's giving me some good sticks as far as signaling-wise, the Gap, and it's okay. But it's like, man, I'm telling you, this thing is one bad corner away from shutting down. I couldn't decide what the hell I was doing. I mean, I'd overshoot the corner and then one lap because I'm just trying to figure out how to get the carburetor running, and I can't decide what to do with my feet, throttle. I just can't do anything right. So, thankfully, we held on. I'm glad. I don't know how much longer we would have held on, but there's only one lap that pays, so thankfully we were there first.
And last thing here, but over the last few months, you've taken a big step. I mean, the easy thing to do is to go out and get a Longhorn or a Rocket like everybody else, but you've gone out on your own with your own chassis. Kind of talk me just a little bit through the process of that decision.
Me and Dad's wanted to do this, more so Dad, in the last year and a half, and I've just talked him off the hook. Every time, and finally, I don't know what happened on a Tuesday afternoon, I'm going to say, like, well, let's just jump with, you know, head first, and collaborated with Bruce, and between all three of our minds, especially Bruce, as far as constructionally speaking, we got us a good piece. No doubt in my mind, so I've just proved that several times so far, and we got good customers here, and we got over 25 of them sold so far, so I'm pumped. Can't think of any more better way to roll out a new BMF Super. And it's one thing to go win in a crate race or a steelhead race, but to go win in a Super race with these guys that are here, this particular field tonight, that says a lot. So I'm thankful. Like I said, man, everything fell our way tonight in the feature, but it was a battle to get there.
He's $15,000 richer. That's Corey Hedgecock, today's winner in the Spring Nationals at 411 Motor Speedway.
Thank you, sir.